You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
Why do you think people struggle so much with creating content?
Ooh, there's a lot that goes into that. One, they're not real firm in what their area of expertise is. They've not identified their brand. Especially on LinkedIn, people have the myth or the misconception that LinkedIn is very stale, very restrictive. You can only, you know, do certain kind of content. And the platform has evolved. It's changed. There's so much more you can do on LinkedIn content-wise. I always say it's not necessarily what you post on LinkedIn. It's how you post it, right? So it could be the same kind of content you post on another platform, but there's certain ways that you have to maybe spin it or adjust it so that it works on LinkedIn. I can see, you know, all day I'm scrolling on LinkedIn and see people who, you know, they're posting. Where's the comments? Where's the engagement? Where's the community building? What value are you providing where it's not just about you, but it's about contributing, educating, empowering, inspiring, and, you know, helping people to really learn and see you as a subject matter expert. Secondary, but first being able to see you as someone who provides value.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how do you develop your skill set, your expertise? I know you were accepted into the LinkedIn Creator Program, so congratulations.
Thank you. That was intense. I'm sorry.
Other than that, what are ways that you're learning? Because I'll tell you, admittedly, I take issue with social media, and I'll tell you why.
Are you including LinkedIn in that? You got issues with LinkedIn? I'm sitting here with you and now you're saying this?
My issue isn't with the platform. My issue is with the way in which social media does what it does. And what I mean by that is I don't appreciate the fact that they are shifting and dictating how businesses operate by the algorithm and what they accept on the platform. For example, you know, everybody's complaining about the attention span is shrinking.
Right.
Well, if you look at the social media platforms, they're encouraging shorter content for on the surface on some, like you look at the TikTok. The Facebook.
Okay, but
YouTube,
we're not talking about them. We're talking about LinkedIn.
I'm moving to their direction. So on the surface, I generally don't like how social media platforms are dictating how businesses are reaching their audience and how they have control over who sees what. Now, I understand that it's give and take. It's their platform. You have to play by their rules. So what do you think about that? Am I completely wrong?
How much time do we have? Yes, you're wrong.
Is this conversation over? Have I effectively ended the interview?
Okay, so.
But does what I'm saying make sense?
I understand your point in reference to the other platforms, but keep in mind, especially if you're talking from a business perspective, LinkedIn is the social media platform, number one, really exclusive one for professional business purposes. So forget them other platforms.
But why have an algorithm? Why not just let people access the audience that they've built?
But you curate your reach by how you use LinkedIn and how you're connected with people or who you're connected to. So there's an algorithm to, because everyone can't see everything, right? So there has to be an algorithm, but you can control or you can cultivate your algorithm or your newsfeed rather by your content, who you engage in, and the people you're connected to, the hashtags you follow and all of that. But let me get back to something before I forget. Like, yes, I understand the brevity of our mindsets now because of social media, but especially with LinkedIn, long form content is encouraged as well, right? Even with LinkedIn Lives or with the newsletters or publishing articles, there's an appetite for that on LinkedIn or thought leadership wise. And for certain populations, yes, you can do quick 10 seconds or less videos or other, you know, kind of quick content. But long form content is on there as well and performs well. LinkedIn consistently year after year is trusted or ranked as the most trusted social media platform. because the content is at a whole different level on the platform.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.